Hello and welcome to the Times of India Radio. These are the top news of the day. Voting for Maharashtra and Haryana assembly polls is underway, reviving the face-off between arch rivals BJP and Congress just 5 months after Narendra Modi returned as PM with a huge mandate. It will be a test for the ruling party's continuing popularity and the mauled opposition's resilience. Results will be announced on Thursday. By elections in 51 assembly and 2 Lok Sabha constituencies are also being held across 18 states. At least 6 Pakistan Army soldiers in forward posts and several terrorists in 4 launch pads in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir have been killed in targeted fire assaults by the Indian Army in Tangdhar sector along the already volatile line of the control, which has turned red hot with heavy cross-border artillery duels since Saturday night. 6 to 10 Pakistani soldiers have been killed in our firing. A similar number of terrorists have been killed in 3 out of the 4 launch pads we destroyed in POK. The casualty number could be much higher, said Army Chief General Vipin Rawat, speaking exclusively to the Times of India. Huge disparities, sometimes more than 200 in the cost of treatment, have been noticed between public and private hospitals, even as the government has fixed prices of packages under the Ayushman Bharat Health Insurance Scheme, triggering further investigations by the National Health Authority to validate reasons and formulate guidelines for private hospitals to prevent abuse. A preliminary analysis into utilization of neonatal care packages in various states showed total spending for critical care was at least 3 times more expensive in private hospitals than in public hospitals. An ad hoc philosophy teacher at St. Stephen's College committed suicide by jumping in front of a train after he had allegedly forced his mother to end her life at their Pitampura home on Saturday. The body of Ellen Stanley, aged 27, was found near Platform 3 at Central Delhi's Sarai Rohilla railway station. His mother, Lizzie, 55, was found hanging from the ceiling fan, her mouth stuffed with a cloth and her limbs tied. The two had a case of abetment of suicide registered against them in their home state Kerala, filed by the family of Lizzie's second husband, who had died last year and were on anticipatory bail.